This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Air Force released video, it said, showing an airdrop aid over Gaza on Wednesday from two planes. More humanitarian aid was being airdropped by multiple countries into Gaza during the first couple days of Ramadan, when Muslims around the world fast during the day. The Israeli offensive in Gaza has displaced most of Gaza's 2.3 million people and led to critical shortages of food, water, and medicine. The United Nations estimates about a quarter of the population risks starvation, and the trickle of aid is barely scratching the surface of daily needs. A senior EU official is highlighting similarities in the Ukraine, Russia, and Israel-Gaza conflicts while saying starvation in Gaza is man-made. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Cyprus is foreign.
Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin told the West on Wednesday Russia was technically ready for nuclear war and that if the U.S. sent troops to Ukraine, it would be considered a significant escalation of the conflict. Putin, speaking days ahead of an election which is certain to give him another 6 years in power, added the nuclear war scenario was not quote-unquote rushing, and he had saw no need for the use of nuclear weapons in Ukraine so far. Quote, from a military technical point of view, we are of course ready, Putin told Rosia One television and news agency RIA when asked whether Russia was really ready for nuclear war. Washington said the latest threats of nuclear capacity coming from Putin were unacceptable. This